From the K-12 High Speed Network in Imperial County, California, this is InfoSec. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of InfoSec, a podcast series for the K-12 public education sector. I'm Dr. Emil Ahangarzadeh. The information provided in this podcast series is intended to increase the security awareness of local education agencies and users, as well as to help them behave in a more secure manner within their work environment. While some of the tips may relate to maintaining a home computer, the increased awareness is intended to help improve your organization's overall cybersecurity posture. This is especially critical if employees access their work network from their home computer. Today, we're going to touch bases on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn. These are all amazing resources because they allow you to meet and interact and share with people all around the world. However, all this power also brings risk for you and your family and your friends and your employer. So in this podcast, we're going to explain what these dangers are and how to use these sites securely and safely. Concern with social media is protecting your personal information, because there are a lot of potential dangers, which include things like impacting your future. Some organizations search social media sites as part of a background check. So embarrassing or incriminating photos or posts, no matter how old, could prevent you from getting hired or promoted. In addition, a lot of universities nowadays conduct similar checks for new student applications. So privacy options are a good thing, but they might not protect you because these organizations can ask you to like or join their pages, or certain posts may be archived on multiple sites. Also, cyber attackers can analyze your posts and use them to gain access to your school district's information. For example, they can use information you share to guess the answers to the secret questions that reset your online passwords, or create targeted email attacks against you, which is called spear phishing. Or they can call someone in your organization pretending to be you. In addition, these attacks can spill into the physical world, such as identifying where you work or live. Criminals, or even in some cases, competitors, can use any sensitive information you post about your organization against your school district. In addition, your posts can potentially cause reputational harm for your school. So be sure to check your organization's policies before posting anything about your job. In addition, some of your social media posts may be monitored. So the best protection is to limit what you post. Yes, privacy options can provide some protection, but they're often confusing and change frequently without your knowledge. What you thought was private can quickly become public for various reasons. In addition, the privacy of your posts is only as secure as the people you share them with, right? The more friends or contacts you share with, the more likely that information will become public. So you should assume anything you post can or will become a public and permanent part of the internet. And finally, be aware of what friends are posting about you. If they post something you're not comfortable with, ask them to take it down. And if they refuse or ignore you, contact the social media site and ask the site to remove the content for you. And at the same time, be respectful of what you post about others. Now, in addition to privacy concerns, here are some steps to help protect your social media accounts and online activities. First, protect each of your accounts with a strong, unique password, and don't share them with anyone else. You're going to hear me say this over and over again in just about every podcast we're going to do. A lot of social media sites support strong authentication, like two-step or two-factor verification. Always enable these stronger authentication methods whenever possible. Also, Don't use your social media account to log into other sites, because if it gets hacked, then all of your accounts are vulnerable. Privacy settings are also important. Now, if you use privacy settings, make sure that you review and test them regularly. Social media sites often change privacy settings, and it's easy to make a mistake. In addition, many apps and services let you tag your location to content that you post. They call this geotagging. So regularly check these settings if you want to keep your physical location private. Social media sites also use encryption called HTTPS, which stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol Secure. And it's used to secure your online connections to their site. Some sites like Twitter and Google Plus enable this by default, while others require you to manually enable HTTPS. So check your social media account settings and enable HTTPS as the default connection whenever possible. You should also be suspicious of emails that claim to come from social media sites. These can easily be spoofed. They can be basically attacks that are sent to you by cyber criminals. The safest way to reply to these kinds of messages is to log into your social media website directly, perhaps from a saved bookmark, and then read and reply to any messages or notifications from the website. You should also be cautious of suspicious links or potential scams posted on social media sites. Bad guys use social media to spread their own attacks. Just because a message is posted by a friend doesn't mean that that message is really from that friend. Their account may have been compromised. If a family member or a friend has posted an odd message that you can't verify, for example, they've been robbed and they need you to send money, you should call them on their mobile phone or contact them by some other means to confirm the message is truly from them. And then lastly, most social media sites provide mobile apps to access your online accounts. So you should make sure that you download these mobile apps from a trusted site and that your smartphone is protected with a strong password. If your smartphone is unlocked when you lose it, anyone can access your social media sites through your smartphone and start posting as you. Thanks for listening, everyone. InfoSec is brought to you by the Cybersecurity Education Program, the service of the Technical Assistance Professional Development System, administered by the K-12 High Speed Network and funded by California Assembly Bill 104. The Cybersecurity Education Program provides state-of-the-art cybersecurity awareness curriculum for all California K-12 public education agency employees at no cost. For more information, visit k12tapped.org/CEP. That's k12tapd.org/CEP. Be sure to follow us on Twitter for more cybersecurity information. We're at Tapped Security.